It is irresistible to list all the ways in which Americans have fallen back into so much of the silliness that looked suddenly worthless after the attacks of last September. Popular magazines have snapped back to multi-part exposés about the best apple teeny in Manhattan and why Angelina and Billy Bob broke up. We are back to coveting shiny toys and glossy people. But Americans may also be permitted, at this mark of a year's anniversary, to observe a few achievements. American power routed the Taliban from Afghanistan and the open place they awarded terrorists to train. Those of us who reported from Afghanistan are not inclined to see this as a small triumph. A brutal, blind, and bloody regime that the world had tolerated was overturned in just 2 months. That victory is not complete. A number of terrorists escaped the Allied assault and may continue to plot violence. Blood rivalries and assassination attempts now roil Afghan politics. But Afghan women are now in school and at work. Afghans can listen to any music, radio program, read any book, and be real citizens without fear. The predicted uprising of bloodthirsty millions inspired by Osama bin Laden has never gotten larger than mass demonstrations. This kind of radical, imperial, Quran-thumping tyranny has not come close to taking power elsewhere. Iran's radical religious state is even moving toward popular reform. Maybe the crimes of last September have made terrorism a less popular recruiting tool, especially when one country that was mugged struck back with such force. There were about a dozen attacks against Arab Americans in the weeks following last September 11th. All of them dishonor America. And there are American Muslims who have reportedly been subject to harassment. But millions of American Muslims live and work among all other citizens. Thousands of Islamic students from overseas continue to enrich American schools. As Britain's Financial Times noted this week, over the past year, Muslims have been measurably safer in the United States than in India or Europe. Most Americans have declined to turn their anger into bigotry. Now, we're entering a week of memorials. The people who died in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania last year were not only victims. So many gave, as much as any soldier, their last full measure of devotion to save others. There was a baby shower yesterday in New York. The attacks of last September killed more than 100 men who were expecting newborns and mothers who'd recently given birth. Yesterday, Jenna Jacobs, the widow of Ariel Jacobs, who died in the fires of the World Trade Center, held their six-month-old son Gabriel on her lap and told 100 other new mothers, "We are lucky enough to know that we are more than our losses."